My name is Emmanuel Wachendo, and I am a policy researcher. The crisis in commercial shipping and seaborne trade. When ships carry cargo around the world, there are geographical locations that they must pass through called choke points. Now, they're called choke points because they are so important to global trade that if you were to somehow close or obstruct the passage of ships but in those areas, right, those choke points, the world would feel it economically, and physically you would stop the passage of a considerable number of ships. You would also have many knock-on supply chain effects. You have goods that would be delayed to where they're going. So although you could have many points around the world that, you know, someone thinks is a choke point, there are specific maritime choke points so recognized because of the volume of trade passing through them and the number of transit calls that ships make when they pass through these choke points. Now, a transit call is a specific event that is registered when a ship actually calls some authority, some local authority, and makes known their passage in that area, right? They don't need to necessarily stop there in order to make a transit call. It is just a call. As far as I know, I think it is done on some level of both courtesy, but also it seems to make some business sense. That is, the owners of the ship would want those records. The authorities who are in that area would want those records. I'm sure there is something more to this than I currently know, but you can see that there is a level of global cooperation so that ships passing through will actually register their passage. Now, in a normal year, the Suez Canal registers 19,300 transit calls annually. The Bab el-Mandeb Strait itself registers 19,090 transit calls annually. Right, the Suez Canal and the Bab el-Mandeb Strait are two globally significant transit choke points. But how do the Suez Canal and the Bab el-Mandeb figure globally? Well, the choke point with the highest number of transit calls in the world is the Taiwan Strait, and it has or registers 125,000 transit calls on average every year. The Strait of Hormuz on the Arabian Gulf itself registers 29,800 transit calls. What about the Bosporus Strait? The Bosporus Strait registers about 32,670 transit calls. And Gibraltar, 43,120 transit calls. All this shows a few important points. First of all, Asia, Taiwan, right? The Taiwan Strait is extremely important to global trade. It's the most important choke point in global trade. Gibraltar is a more important choke point than the Bab el-Mandeb and the Suez Canal almost combined, right? Gibraltar is also a little bit more important than the Suez Canal and the Babur-Mandeb Strait, just in terms of the number of transit calls made. The Bosporus Strait and the Gibraltar Strait are both vital to European and Mediterranean trade. The Strait of Hormuz itself carries a significant tally of global petroleum trade. And the pattern in the average annual number of transit calls per global choke point is suggestive of the relative importance of shipping within Asian, European, and North American hubs that does not pass through the Suez Canal. So when you take all the most important choke points, only 4 choke points out of 13 are less important than the Suez Canal and the Bab el-Mandeb Strait. Now, has the Suez Canal actually been affected by attacks at the Bab el-Mandeb Strait? Data from the International Monetary Fund's Portwatch database actually shows that transit calls at the Suez Canal have fallen from a 7-day moving average of 77 ships per day on 5th November 2023 to a 7-day moving average of 55 ships a day on 4th January 2024. Transit trade volumes at the Suez Canal also fell from a 7-day moving average of 5.218 million tons on 5th November 2023 to a 7-day moving average of 3.296 million tons on 4th January 2024. So in all, actually these attacks have caused a significant hit to the number of ships passing through the Suez Canal. When you think about the implications, the first direct implication is the operators of the Suez Canal are actually missing out on these revenues. Some estimates of how much it costs to pass through the Suez Canal put it at $300,000. So that's $300,000 for every cargo ship, every merchant vessel passing through the Suez Canal, perhaps even every warship, right? You're moving your warships from the Mediterranean to the Gulf. You know, you're coughing up about $300,000 for every passage. So the Suez Canal is actually important, and the revenues lost are definitely important to the operators of that port itself.